Secretary of State Doug LaFollette is working on developing a good structure for his office to encourage people to form corporations, do business, and borrow money in Wisconsin.
I think there's been a lot of mistakes made about the Secretary of State's office, and it's hurt Wisconsin. One of the best things we could do for the economy that's so obvious is return the business functions to the Secretary of State's office that were here originally and are in the Secretary of State's office all across the country.
In 1995, many responsibilities were transferred to a newly created Department of Financial Institutions. LaFollette says over the years, people inquiring about trademarks, notaries public, and other business regulations were confused. He says it's important to restore those business functions to the Office of Secretary of State.
This is not about Doug LaFollette. I'm not going to be around forever. It's about what's best for Wisconsin's economy and for doing business. And if we want to be open for business, we shouldn't make it hard for people to find the things they need to do business.
Ron Bishop is critical of the position. The Republican last month announced his candidacy for LaFollette's pretty cushy gig. Bishop says he can carry out the limited duties of the Secretary of State while advocating for elimination of that office. LaFollette defends the office. He met with Governor Scott Walker recently to explain how Wisconsin has gone off the track by creating the DFI and putting it in charge of the business functions.
So all across the country, we want to encourage people to come here, form corporations, do businesses, borrow money. All that requires dealing with the Secretary of State's office everywhere in the country except Wisconsin. That doesn't make sense.
LaFollette was first elected to that position in 1974. He announced at the State Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention over the weekend that he will seek re-election next year. Bishop says it's a waste of taxpayer money to keep a position around just so Mr. LaFollette can set some kind of record for duration in office. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.